Hey, this is Amanda. Welcome to Decoding Blackness. I'm your host. Decoding Blackness is a space for Black women to have conversations about how we define what it means to be Black and a woman. We embody divineness, occupy all the spaces, and are living audaciously. But through all of that, it takes self-care and inner work to keep being the divine woman that we are. So not only will we conversate on topics important to us and foster connection and community, each episode will have elements of self-care and wellness, such as affirmations, meditations, and wellness tips. I'm so thankful you're here. Let's hold space together and get started on decoding our Blackness. All right, I'm about to get my zen on. Gonna do this yoga class. My body has been craving this. My spirit needs this. Hopefully I won't be the only Black girl there, but it's all good. All right, where can I find a spot? Damn. Again? Not even a Latina? Damn, I'm just gonna go to the back. When this thing is over, I'm out. Who has been here? Who can relate to that experience? Hashtag wellness spaces so white, right? So many of us Black women have this experience where we enter these wellness spaces, a yoga studio, whatever it might be, and you're the only one of color there, making it a bit uncomfortable, but you still want to get that work in, right? You still want to work on your wellness and work on yourself. But how do you do that in a space where you don't see anyone that looks like you? What do you do? That's what we're going to talk about today. I think many of us might have that kind of experience. And today we're just focusing on wellness. But we do know there are many places and spaces where, you know, we have these feelings of being the only one of color. Like I said, sometimes you walk into those spaces and you see no one brown, not even a Latina. And it's like, damn, again? But we'll talk about that today. So let me give a little bit of my story. So about 8 to 10 years ago, I started on my spiritual and wellness journey, right? The way I started was through yoga. So I actually just attended a yoga class at my local gym. And the area I lived in was pretty diverse, so the class was diverse as well. It was great. It was awesome. But I wanted to deepen my experience. I wanted to actually attend like a yoga studio and really see how different that was. So I found one online, not really thinking too much about who was teaching or who would be in those spaces, and really not realizing that those spaces are heavily, heavily shifted one way, that the people attending are, you know, not many were brown, right? So I didn't think about that at that time. So I went to a yoga studio. I walk in and it just hit me like a bag of bricks. I was the only brown person in there. I was probably the youngest person in there as well. So that was a little bit challenging, but you know what? I said to myself, I'm just gonna go scoot on over to the back, get my spot. When this thing is done, I'm out. But what that experience taught me was that I needed to research places where I knew there was someone of color teaching, or at least, you know, it was more accessible to brown people, Black people, women of color. So that was my challenge. But on that day in that class, I wasn't even able to focus on the class. I wasn't able to focus on the reason why I went and attended that. You know, I was really starting on my spiritual journey. Yoga was like my entryway into that. Then of course I went into meditation, and continuing yoga to this day, but that space and that experience taught me so much about how necessary it is to see yourself, right? To see yourself not only in who's teaching the class, but also who's attending. There's nothing like, especially as, you know, Black women, seeing each other and acknowledging each other and knowing that, okay, you know, that's potentially someone I can go to for support. that's someone who maybe is feeling the same way that I feel. Now, you know, we got that I thing we do. We look at each other and kind of acknowledge the experience. But yeah, that's missing from these spaces. I'm glad things are, you know, changing and a bit different now, but still so far to go, right? These wellness spaces are so heavily white, not only live and in action if you go to like a studio, but also when you look online, right? You have to literally go into YouTube and Pinterest and type in yoga for Black women, right? Or yoga for Black people. Because if you just type in yoga, you know what's going to pop up. So the fact that we have to essentially put these words in just so we can see ourselves just speaks volumes to the experience and who, you know, yoga in the yoga community is geared towards, unfortunately, even though it's something that is an Eastern tradition and Eastern philosophy, it's been essentially, you know, taken over by white people. So I will say that day, you know, besides sitting in that classroom, doing that yoga class and really wanting to leave and feeling all these feelings in my body, it was so difficult. But after I left that yoga class, I called my husband, so my support system. I called him and I said, oh my goodness, like that space was just so white and I felt so uncomfortable. I couldn't even focus. But you know what he told me that still resonates with me today? And I still use this term, and you'll hear me use it a lot here on the podcast. He said, Manda, you are a trendsetter. You are setting a trend and you belong in those spaces. And I still carry that with me. And I'm so thankful to him for putting that verbiage in my mind because it still resonates. And that's something I want all of you to know as well. Like as we enter any space, but today we're particularly talking about wellness spaces, you belong there. You know what I mean? Like you deserve to benefit from the spiritual experiences and the transformations and the sense of evolvement that come from accessing these places. Like we deserve those experiences as well. So it really is something that I really wanted to focus on, especially as I'm recording this in the time of COVID-19, July 2020. I think a lot of us are, you know, starting to really look inside and do that inner work when it comes to finding balance and some peace, because some of us are, you know, working from home potentially, we have family around us, may not be having like that time to ourselves that we might be used to. So I really wanted to explore this more because even as we're online looking up YouTube videos and Pinterest, we still want to be able to see ourselves and be able to kind of access these really terrific resources to do that inner work. So what helped me in that experience, and even my experiences now when it comes to my own yoga practice and my own meditation teacher practice for myself and with others, is really somatic experiencing, is really attending to the body. So that day, and in other situations where I'm the only one in a wellness space, I turn inside, right? Noticing what is going on in my body. What am I feeling in my body? What is the stress response like? So when we are stressed, you know, we go to that fight, flight, or freeze, right? In that moment, in that class, I wanted to run. Like, I didn't want to stay, but I was like, nah, I'm a gangsta. I'm not really a gangsta. I'm a gangsta, but I'm going to just sitting here and I'm just going to do this yoga and get the benefits from it. But that did not happen because of the stress I was feeling in my body. Honestly, I do remember feeling a bit disconnected from myself, from the experience, because I was so just uncomfortable. But something to be mindful of is what is happening in your body when you're going through these experiences, right? So where are you feeling that stress in those moments? Are you feeling it in your stomach? Is it, you know, on your chest? Is it, does your breathing change? Does your heart rate change? Those things do happen when you're under stress, right? So it really is critical, I think, and important to recognize that, and recognizing, you know, how to kind of access your inner resources to get you through those situations. Because at the end of the day, you belong there. We belong in those spaces. You know, wellness and spirituality, all those things are not reserved for just one kind of person that looks a certain kind of way. We belong in those spaces as well. And I'm so glad that things have changed and are continuing to change, and that us as Black women are, you know, entering these spaces and just bringing our divine presence and our Black girl magic into those realms, right? So when it comes to the somatic experiencing and, you know, how to address that, it really is about doing that inner work. You know, somatics is about how the body is perceiving from within, right? So it's your perspective, it's observation from within. So you're noticing what's happening in your body. So that's something we're going to discuss in a moment, and how to address that, and things you can do when you are in those spaces, or honestly, even any space where you're feeling uncomfortable, or, you know, you're feeling some kind of trigger of a stress response. So what happens when we enter these spaces, right? Essentially, like, there's this shift, I would say, or a shift that happens within, but there's also these power dynamics, right? So we talk about white privilege all the time, right? We know what white privilege is. We know how we as non-majority members in society, and I don't like using the term minority, and I won't do that. If they want to say they're the majority population, then we're the non-majority, right? So I prefer to use that term, but there's power in words, which is why I do that. However, you know, there's a shift in power dynamics, I think, that comes when we enter those spaces. We start feeling a certain kind of way. And it's because that white privilege is ever so present, and it makes it really difficult to focus and to concentrate on what we're there for. So how do we create safe spaces? What do we do as Black people, as Black women, when we're, you know, getting and accessing these spaces? So what I did at that time, and even now, is I do research, right? I'm sure many of us do that. I research on, you know, what locations are there where, you know, there's a Black yoga teacher or meditation teacher, or just to see how diverse the pictures are online, right? The pictures of that yoga studio or that meditation studio, how diverse do they look? And that is my first kind of insight into who I can expect, like, the population to be, right? And something I think we're seeing now too, as I said, we're recording this during COVID time, July 2020, is that there are many organizations that are, you know, providing more resources to people of color, because not only with COVID, but of course, with police killings and the killing of George Floyd and Breonna Taylor, there's a lot of organizations that are, you know, saying Black Lives Matter and are doing, you know, signs and billboards and trying to outreach us a bit more, including many wellness spaces. And from the research that I've done, there are places that are, you know, they're doing a pretty good job, or at least they're trying. But when I go on the websites of these companies, these organizations, if I don't see anyone of color in your promo pics or from your class pictures, that's concerning to me. That's concerning to me, because, you know, maybe now you're just now recognizing that, oh, wow, we're not you know, really making this accessible to Black people. But it's very concerning, because why are you just now realizing that? But at the end of the day, we know that's what's happening. For some reason, now people are going, wow, we really aren't as equitable as we thought we were. We really aren't as accessible as we thought we were. So there's some beauty in the fact that there's a somewhat, you know, opportunity for us to really, you know, get these resources, and things are being made a bit more accessible. But there's also that sad part, right? That sad part in they're just not realizing this. And I hope it's not a trend, right? But we know some things are trends. So we just got to see where it goes. But it really is something to pay attention to as you're researching into places to attend. And what I did want to mention as well is when you are in a situation where you're in a wellness space where you're wanting to, of course, work on yourself, but you're feeling that disconnect and that kind of out-of-body experience, and you're feeling that fight, flight, or freeze, something you can do is called pendulation. So pendulation is essentially the act of shifting your focus to calm. So it's a somatic experiencing kind of technique. So when you are feeling stress, right, say you're feeling that, you know, stress or that feeling in your chest or your stomach, focus on something else in your body where it's, you know, feeling okay. Or maybe it could be something in the room. Say if it's a part of your body, even if it's your pinky toe and you're noticing your pinky toe feels calm, right? Shifting your focus to that pinky toe, you know, and breathing in through that and breathing into that space, helping you get a little bit more calmer and letting your heart rate slow down, and allowing you to kind of ground yourself again, being in the moment and remembering why you're there, right? Remembering that you belong in that space and that you're going to get the most that you can out of the experience, and that these people in here, you know, they're going to get all this black girl magic, right? They're going to get all this divineness that you brought into the spot, and that's it. And you're going to get what you need from it, and that's it. And then, you know, if you feel like you want to find a different space, you go ahead and do that. But, you know, I really do think it's also important for us to always enter those spaces because we need to be there. We belong there, right? They also, I feel like, need to see that these spaces aren't just for them. And invite your girl next time. Invite some friends so you can like continue to essentially, you know, open that space up and make it more accessible. And you're culturing them, right? You're providing them, I think, a different experience. But at the end of the day, that's not your responsibility. Your responsibility is to take care of yourself, and really to just gain as much as you can from, you know, these wellness experiences. You know, at the end of the day, I'm rooting for everybody black, you know. So if you have a yoga studio, a yoga practice, or meditation website or YouTube, you know, get in touch with me. Let's explore that. Like, you know, I'm really, the purpose of this podcast is to build community and connection and really share ourselves with each other, right? Anything that we can offer to really support each other, you know, we'll connect. Get in touch. Like, we got to make sure we're sharing these resources. And that's the beautiful thing I love about us black women is that we are amazing and thrive when we have these connections. And it's such a beautiful thing, such a beautiful thing. So I'm really, really important. And I'm so glad we're having this, you know, conversation about this, because this is how we decode our blackness. This is how we decide, you know, who we are and what it is that we have to offer, because there's so much that we do have always done. Like, we are standing on the shoulders of our ancestors. We are their wildest dreams, and we need to own that. You know what I mean? Like, we need to own that and really stand in that power and in that truth. And it's really a beautiful thing when we just say, you know what? You don't get to tell us what we can do in this space, who we have to be in this space. I define that. You, me, we, as black women, that is our superpower. Absolutely our superpower. So what I want to know from you is, how are you a trendsetter, right? Have you been in a wellness space and had a similar experience like I did? I want to hear your story. So shoot me an email. Let me know what your story is, and we can share that either on the Instagram page, or I can read it here during a podcast. So we can really reflect on those experiences and really, once again, connect and share what it is that we go through, because it really is a unifying kind of thing. And I want to know how you got through that. You know, how are you a trendsetter, and how did that inspire you to do something to change that, you know, that belief system, or to change the environment that you were in, or whether it motivated you to, you know, bring something up yourself, to create something yourself. And that's another thing for us. If you have an interest in occupying these wellness spaces, start it, you know, go to meditation teacher training or yoga teacher training or whatever it might be, and start it in your community and really bring that forth, because it's needed. You're needed. We really need to see each other in those roles so we can just really continue to explore and grow and grow. And I think it's the best thing. And it's so beautiful when, you know, I go on Instagram or I go to these websites and see all these beautiful and amazing Black women, Black people in general, creating these wellness spaces with yoga and meditation and for our community. So it's out there and it's beautiful. It's going to continue to grow. Yeah, so definitely hit me up and let me know how you're a trendsetter. So what I do want to leave you with today is an affirmation, something you can carry with you to continue to uplift you, other women around you, or just when you're in those moments and you feel like, ugh, not again. I belong in any door I step in, room I enter, and seat at the table. I will not let anyone's presence forebode my joy. My presence is what's needed, and I deserve to be here now. I'm going to say that one more time. I belong in any door I step in, room I enter, and seat at the table. I will not let anyone's presence forebode my joy. My presence is what's needed, and I deserve to be here now. So I hope that you take that with you, carry it in your heart, in your mind, and use those powerful words when, you know, you feel like you need them. They're accessible to you, just like your breath, just like your groundedness. Let your breath be your anchor. Let these words be your anchor to ground you in the moment, so you can continue to do the amazing things that you do, you beautiful and divine Black woman. All right, until next time, peace.
Subscribe to the podcast and download episodes. To continue to foster community and connection, email me at decodingblackness@gmail.com with questions, comments, or if you're interested in being a guest on the show. Don't forget to follow the Instagram page @DecodingBlackness. Peace.